This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, we got a lot of topics out there. Did Gonzaga throw the game last night to St. Mary's? Brian, what type of response are you getting on Twitter about your provocative theory?
None on Twitter. But on the text line, we're getting some people who are agreeing with me. Well, Courtney D says, no way they lost on purpose. STL Pizza Man, the conference makes more money if more teams are in the tournament.
It's true. There's no doubt about it. You get that that share, as Doug Elgin likes to tell us about. That's why the Valley was, when they got two or three teams in, it just meant incredible revenues coming in. So, I'd love to, Brian, you ought to conduct a poll. Would you want to conduct one of your polls?
I might have to. All I'm saying is Gonzaga in conference play won by an average of 86 to 59. They beat St. Mary's twice by an average of 31 points. To all of a sudden turn around and lose by double digits and not cross even the 50-point plateau, smoke. I'm just seeing smoke. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
For a one-bid conference entering last night to suddenly have two, that was the benefit. Gonzaga can do just fine in the tournament as a two seed as they would as a one seed.
All right. So what do you think, folks? Did they throw the game last night? Now, Matt Rocchio loves the theory, but when I asked him the question like this, okay, Matt, you get $1,000 if you get this question correct. We have the answer. We have the answer. You get $1,000 if you get it correct. Do you think Gonzaga threw the game last night?
I would say no. And honestly, I think you brought up probably the best point when you just want to break it down to strictly basketball strategy and theory and those kind of things, which is we see these kind of games when it's the third time a team's play.
Yeah, that's the axiom in basketball.
Yeah,
it's tough to beat a team.
It's tough
times.
To, and a lot of the stats bear out. And heck, a lot of the biggest upsets in tournament play have come when teams randomly get matched up for like a third time during the season. And so, just that stat alone, the fact that it was a third time facing the Gales, that kind of pushed me to saying that the fact that it's a really crazy like 20-point loss, I'll give it to St. Mary's on
Brian
that one.
Getting a lot of love on the text lines. It's all about money. Yes, it's fixed, says 636.
Look, I don't think it's crazy to assume that something in college basketball or college athletics in general is fishy. And I think just looking at the outcomes over the course of the year,
good point.
Just how much better Gonzaga is than St. Mary's, to all of a sudden it spin around in such a way with such a major benefit coming towards the West Coast Conference, for it happening that way, I think is worth looking deeper into.
All right. The other hot topic today, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., who caught 77 passes last year for 1,052 yards, is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. Who would have ever thought we'd be saying the Cleveland Browns have one of the most elite offenses in all of football? Is that amazing? I'm excited.
Are the Browns the favorite to win that division now? Because the Ravens have lost pieces on defense. The Steelers are kind of a shell of themselves now. Are they're the favorites, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, let's go to Las Vegas right now there, Matt, and find that out. But I think that is definitely the case. That's cool. I mean, I love the fact that they have so many pieces, and it's a great football town when they got it going. So, all right, let's see. Let's read a few texts there. Somebody has an MLS thought there, Brian.
Let's see. Oh, that's Blues. Oh, if you got your MLS team in when the league started, you made your money every time a new team paid the entry fee. The 28th team won't be getting as much money. No other teams coming into the league. It must be nice to throw away millions. Good for the city and the region, however. That's in the 636.
All right. Well, do you have the Cleveland Brown favorite?
Trying to find one that was updated as of last night so that we actually can take that into account.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do one. And we'll take it to break, and then Martin has just arrived. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology, professor at SLU. He's the best at what he does. He will get those eyes fixed in about 11 seconds. 866 260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260-260 more information about that terrific university in town and country. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking and career guidance. All things Maryville. Who is the best high school basketball team in St. Louis? Is it Belleville West, led by E.J. Liddell? Or is it East St. Louis, who is loaded with just great talent, including the SLU recruit, Terrence Hargrove Jr., who scored 22 points last night? We'll take a break. Oh, we got it.
I do not have the Division One, but MyBookie.ag has already updated their AFC conference to win bets, and the Cleveland Browns have moved up to the fifth most likely team with plus 1,000. The Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way, are plus 1,200 behind them. The Colts are just ahead of them at plus 800. The Chiefs still leading, the Patriots and the Chiefs at the top at plus 300 and plus 330, respectively.
I can see that, yep. Although the Chiefs keep losing defensive players to an already horrendous defense. We'll be right back.